our relation to Mark says, as I think my Mark says, that also have to point out this today, can be complicated. So I've asked Sean from Meyer, our legal counsel, to just give us a down and dirty on what the rulemaking process is, how it works, what it does, all that kind of stuff. Sean, could you?
Commissioner, do you all have this?
I
savings for companies. So you're talking about just the cumulative impacts, both positive and negative, on that from that potential to set. And the fiscal note, as I said, is a very long document. There are a number of things that can be included in that, and I won't bore you with those details because fortunately you all don't have to do that. The staff does. So that is what it takes just to get you to the starting point of this process. This is, again, the left-hand column there. You've got your fiscal note. It's been submitted to the Office of State Budget and Management. And they check for a couple of things. Number one, they check to make sure that you and the staff have done their homework and it's properly put together the fiscal note. But also, they are checking as you remember from the shrink petition to make sure that the agency has the funds available to implement that. They're not going to allow you to pursue a rule that you don't have the ability to implement because you don't have the funds to do that. So the first step on the chart, obviously it's taken a considerable amount of work to get there, is the notice of tax. So this is the first time that that tax is kind of not the first time. This is when the text for that rule, the potential rule, is put out in public comment for the first time. We've got, I just picked the carbon rule, that's up on your website right now, and this is just to give you an idea of what that looks like. This is the draft rule, or the amended rule, and this is put out on the website for the commission. It's put out on the website for the Office of Administrative Hearings, and it is published in So again, where we're at on this chart is just the very top. The next step, and that and results in publication register. There's no way you can read that. The publication of that text is what triggers your public comment period. So in order to gather additional feedback from the regulated community, from folks who are going to be back to school, you're required to hold public comment, be open for public comment for at least 60 days from that publication, and you may also be required to hold public hearing on those rules. So this is the North Carolina Register. This is what the potential rules will be published. One of the three ways that the rules will be presented to the public. So once the commission, the agency has received that public feedback, you've got the opportunity then to consider that feedback and look at your rule language and decide whether or not there are changes that need to be made or whether you're confident that what you have selected as far as for management options, or for language, it is the direction you want to head with that. So you've got three potential options, outcomes there. Number one, you can look at that feedback and say, you know what, this was a bad idea. And you can decide not to adopt the rule, and you can end the process there. Number two, you can say, yeah, we've got some feedback, and we think that we may have been a little bit off the mark. And you go back to the make some what are considered substantial changes that would require you to back public comments, put that back out for publication and get additional feedback and say you'll get it right this time. Or if you were right and you took the feedback and said, you know what, I think folks are on board, or at least folks that aren't on board, you know, don't have valid reasons not to be, then you can actually adopt the rule language. That is the point at which you are saying, this is the rule, this is the language that we want to have placed in the North Carolina Administrative Code. But that's not the end of the process. Once you adopt
John, as you go through the great summary of the process, by the way, with this one, can you just zoom in just a second on what ends up with a passing or basically grounds for budget to either approve or basically reject this analysis?
Sure. So, like I said, they're examining that this month for a couple of things, and two grounds to reject that this one up would be if they disagree with the method by which the agency has calculated that fiscal impact, so essentially your methodology, or that the availability of state funds or anything is going to require implementation costs. And one thing I did note with it, when you get to the point where you are adopting the rule language to send out public comment, when you're adopting the rule language after you've gotten public comment and are getting ready to finalize it to send it to the RRC, at the same time you're also approving the fiscal note. So, and that's part of what is considered in that process, is not just the feedback you've gotten from public comment, but also taking a look at, okay, here is the financial impact of this rule. Are we still comfortable with
it? John, thank you very much. Appreciate it.